Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, and what a Veterans Day to welcome back homeboy made good, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Rutter. I mentioned first time I saw him in person from Father Judge at Sterling Optical. The book Damn Fine Soldiers will be out in July. 20 years, and it can't be 20 years in the making. He led the troops, as I said, in the Gulf War, and then was a Fox News correspondent on the rooftops of Fallujah, places like that. And now the group we usually have him on for, talking about veterans' families, about their children, scholarships, things of that nature. The book, Damn Fine Soldiers. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Scott, welcome back to home. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely, Dom, and thanks for all of your support to veterans over the many years. Thank you, sir.
Well, damnfinesoldiers.com is the website where you've launched that to take a look at, and this chronicles the story of the 900 soldiers you had the honor to lead into battle, and that battle was fought during the Gulf War.
Yes, Dom. It takes it back into the personal aspect of the war. It's not necessarily the big hand wave, the shock and awe, which it is, but it gets into the nitty-gritty of the great soldiers that I had the honor to command. Leaders from all over the country, their focus, their efforts in order to get the job done, and the sacrifices and the benefits that we've gained from that. Now, this was expensive. I lost 10 great soldiers. I had over 50 seriously wounded. This was the activity before the television cameras went on. It's an opportunity for us to present that and for us to show the American people in digits right now, will also be in voice, and to get into the nitty-gritty.
And it doesn't seem, Scott, you know, when we think about that war, how many hours was it? Was it under 100 hours? We don't think about the expense, as you said.
Yeah, in 2003, when we began the attack in Kuwait, crossing the line of departure in Kuwait, it was about 21 days to Baghdad. But you're right, inside Baghdad and inside Baghdad International Airport, when we were able to destroy the Republican Guard, it was less than 100 hours for us to be able to deal with the enemy at that location in order to set the standard for other elements in order to come in, to follow on, and support the effort right there. But it was a lot to get there. It was a full court press by the Air Force, by the Navy, by whole different types of capabilities, enabling capabilities that were supporting us, from artillery to rockets to space and getting that intel, having those navigation systems that we have, the mission command systems that we that we used and we brought to bear. And we're looking at highlighting that. Let's face it, you know, the next war is going to be a little bit different of what we've been in the last 20 years. It's going to get back into the blocking and tackling against a peer-like enemy, whether that's China or whether that's Russia or whether that's Iran. We have to capture these lessons learned. And my co-author, Matt Paul, my platoon leader, now a full colonel in the Army, we documented this, and we're ready to rock and roll getting it out, Dom.
Now, one of the things I see here, Scott, on the material you sent me is leadership under fire, the decisions that you have to make during the fog of war, or as Mike Tyson would say, everybody has a plan until you're punched in the mouth. And then suddenly you have to adapt. Talk about that a little bit, decisions that you had to make.
Absolutely. You know, the best defense is an offense. And for us to be able to go out and find the enemy, there's only so much intel that you get across the airwaves, across the digits, but to be able to get out there to focus combat power at a specific decisive point in order to gain that intel, and then to be able to mass combat power and to be able to see the human aspect of war and bringing that in. It's not just computers. It's not just in the command post. It's on the ground. It's young soldiers, leaders doing what they do best. And it was amazing, you know, being able to watch young leaders, young sergeants, you know, 19, 20, 25 years old and so forth. At that time, this 40-year-old in complete awe that I was blessed and honored to be part of that. So this book encompasses that, brings it together and brings it to life.
Part of this, too, is the gunner. You talk about Jason Trombley. Tell us about him in the book.
An unbelievable individual. My right-hand person was with me, was there during my entire time inside the turret, being part of the team. You know, and I would let him talk to me. I would let him make sure that I got enough sleep. And he was aggressive in that. When there was times that I wasn't getting enough sleep, you can imagine I'm up 24 hours and so forth. He rose to the occasion in order to take care of me and to make sure that I ate, to make sure that we were protected and that we were actually focused on doing what we were there to do. And dare I say that Jason Trombley now works for my company, the Valor Network, as one of the directors of information technology. Honored, and it's great to have great veterans out there working. And Dom, the transition into that, you know, we have to get veterans working. It's not just the 5% that are the homeless and so forth. Rightly so. We got to take care of those veterans, but we have to welcome veterans in our communities, not just at the national level, at the state and the local level, in order to make sure that we have incentives getting into those towns. Tax incentives, property tax benefits, individuals and small companies that are hiring veterans, give them grants, give them opportunity in order to build that. You think about the towns around Philadelphia, South Jersey, and so forth. They were made by veterans in World War II. Let's get those veterans coming back to New Jersey, coming back to Philadelphia area, and the entire Delaware Valley, instead of going to Texas, to Florida, to other locations.
Scott Rutter with us talking about the new book out in July, and pretty good. Brian Kilmeade has written the foreword.
Yes, and Brian, and I think you know this, Brian was with us before we actually crossed the line of departure. That's when we begin the attack, and that was in late March. He stayed with us a couple days, had the opportunity to get him on the Bradley, get him on the tanks, because it's important in order to have reporters understand what our soldiers were doing and what we were about to do. And if I can dare change here, three of our reporters that we had embedded with us, when Sergeant First Class Paul Smith gave the ultimate sacrifice, and obviously he was the first member of the War on Terror or Operation Iraqi Freedom that was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, it was our reporters that I directed, and I hate using the I word, that we directed right, in order to get out there to capture the statements, to draw the diagrams in order to make sure. You want reporters to not say good things, don't tell them what to do. Had the opportunity to do that, And within in a year or two, Paul and his family posthumously was awarded the Congressional Medal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, this is the very best. I know Kilmeade very well, just a great guy. Yeah. I didn't know he was embedded with you. Scott, talk about a little bit, too, again, the environmental factors. I mean, we know the difficulty post the war. When you set the oil fields afire, it's not just environmental. We know what it's going to do to human beings. Just dealing with the desert, just all the things that go into that, not easy, particularly with tanks.
Absolutely. The environment was multi-domain, as I actually say. You know, we had desert, we had river crossings, we had urban combat, different areas that these soldiers and the individuals that I had the honor to command were exposed to. And they are getting a lot of challenges from the second and third order effects, from what you said, the actual fires, but uranium, different types of ammunition that was actually used, and different environments out there. You can imagine 21 days on the road to Baghdad, and the book actually describes the events, the crossings, and so forth. I can remember when we were getting our equipment off the ships when we were in Kuwait. Some of the equipment was coming from Germany, and some of it was still painted green. You know, oh my God, we're going into the desert. But guess what color you need to have when you get to the Garden of Eden up to Baghdad? Those guys in the green tanks and the Bradleys were strutting because they had the right camouflage. But you know, it was full dynamic individuals doing what they needed to do. Expose the various environmental factors from fires to different types of ammunition and engagements, engaging the enemy and receiving fire against us. And again, Dom, you know, sad, we lost 10 great soldiers, many seriously wounded.
On Veterans Day this year, Scott, we've been talking about when you look at the politics of this, and you have walked in these circles. We have two presidential candidates, Vance and DeSantis, who both served in the military. On the other side, not so much anybody that I can see. You know that you and I have talked about General Petraeus back when he was going to run. Do you see today, because you deal with veterans' issues and families, on this Veterans Day 2025, that we are yearning for more military people like you? You ran for Congress, did you not, at one point?
Yep, the 13th, made the attempt. Was not my time yet. Got the walk.
That's right.
You know the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we need leaders. We need leaders in state and local politics, but also we need veterans out there to tell your story, to highlight that. And we need communities in order to encompass veterans, to have them live next door to them, to have their children and families go to the same schools that they do. We're missing that a lot of times because of the taxes, the incentives, and so forth. And those are the initiatives that I challenge any state, county, local politicians out there. Those are the initiatives that we need to make: fair and adequate housing for veterans, not just the homeless, and not rightly so, but let's get the other 98-95% out there integrated in the communities, giving them jobs, which they're entitled to, licenses in states and so forth. Look, we give immigrants truck driver license. If somebody's a truck driver in the military, let's streamline that. Let's make them have a job.
Absolutely. And again, the book out in July. This is just a preview. It certainly will have you back in a big way. DamnFineSoldiers.com. People can't order yet, right? It's not in print yet, but soon.
It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble.
Okay. Oh,
it's already out there. They surprised me. The publisher's been running at us. They think it's going to go big. So we'll see.
You can order it right now then, Scott.
You can order it right now. July 6th, I believe. But we're going to try to push that up to the 4th of July or before the 4th of July so we can have the book ready for our country's 250th anniversary. Maybe I'll be in Philadelphia at the Constitution Center for that. I'll find you, Dom.
All right. Well, definitely. Well, Mulligan's is where we go down the shore. It's the summer White House. And I could see bringing all of Father Judge Crusaders down there would work well. But right now, you can find the book, Damn Fine Soldiers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or the website. Scott, thank you. Thanks for the friendship, and thanks for guiding us through the terrain of Gitmo. What's your biggest memory of being the military, shall we say, a fixer at Gitmo for us?
Yeah, I would say the interview techniques that they were using in order to try to get the information out of the individuals out there. I thought that was the biggest memory, sir, for that.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you. Thanks very much. Congratulations on this.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks for all your support. Maybe I'll see you in Wildwood, sir. Take care. Thank you.
All righty. Colonel Scott, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Rutter here on Talk Radio 1210. We got to see them playing soccer, of all things, at Gitmo. Like, as Henry, I was pretty much as close as right here, and they were looking, we could kill you right now. Then they're sitting on picnic benches eating halal food or whatever it was, and then kicking the soccer ball around. I wouldn't have allowed soccer there. Make them play basketball, at least. Maybe that would change it.
That'll change world dynamics.
Exactly.
Geopolitics, because, they introduced basketball.
No, you go up to the fence line, and they're saying, Yankee, you know, stuff like that. Over the wild, in Spanish, and cars are blown up there, like 57 Chevys that tried to escape. They're right on the fence line there at Gitmo. It's quite a quite an experience. All right. We'll catch up with Scott Rutter when the book comes out, Damn Fine Soldiers. And I think it really tells a story of that war that's a bit untold. Right now, though, it is time on Veterans Day for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Today, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see a Charlie Brown Christmas concert featuring the Eric Mintel Quartet on December 11th. At the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. We love the Zlock, and that's a real fun night out. What's the story today, Henry?
Yeah, Dom, so because it's Veterans Day, I am simply going to give you a veteran here. A veteran is going to be singing this song. Something about this veteran. He joined the Army because he knew his life of dealing drugs on the streets was not going to be enough for his daughter. So he decided to enlist in the Army. And it was during his time in the Army, he found a love for music. It was this love for music that launched his burgeoning music career and then ultimately transitioned into a little bit of acting as well after he was done with his music career. So I'm going to play you a Army veteran here covering Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. I want to know the name of this veteran that you have heard in your music and probably have seen on TV as well. Let's take a listen. An Army veteran that you might see on TV, Dom.
Seems like a very gleeful presentation here. All right, hit us with that. You're off to the Zlock, 855, and you get the belt for today, 855-839-1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is correct. All right, this guy's a veteran. Veterans Day here. Let's hear, and we're looking for his name, right?
Yes, the name of the singer covering Pink Floyd here.
Here we go.
Right. Army veteran with the presence on screen, Dom.
Let's go to Bill in Ben Salem. Bill, who's the singer?
Hey, Dom, I think it's Ice-T from Law & Order.
Yes. All right. I don't think I would have guessed that. It's a little bit seemingly out of character to me, but I don't know body of his work.
Song?
Yeah.
So he's got a rock band, actually. It's called Body Count.
Okay.
They got the blessing from Pink Floyd to change up the lyrics, give it a heavier tone, and create their own song, which is it's still called Comfortably Numb, but it's their own version and rendition of it.
Certainly. All right, you're off to the Zlock, and that's right around the corner from Ben Salem, at least not too far in Bucks County, one of our favorite spots. Okay, 855-839-1210. So we try to get a couple people on. The moral of the story is the Charlie Kirk people did do their event last night in Berkeley, okay? But the idea that there's no Antifa, no Antifa, was a given lie to, even though some local news reported, it was mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful. They had to call out the National Guard almost. Riot police, hundreds there at Berkeley, just to have the event around Charlie Kirk. Stunning, but they did do it. Now, colleges can do this if they want to. They can stare down. If you can stand down that mob last night in Berkeley, who were determined they were not going to allow this event to happen, then any college anywhere can certainly do that. All right, so that's the news coverage of this. Come on now with the Antifa. Look, they don't have a directory of people. They don't have an office, but they are organized. There is no doubt about it. They're organized in the cells and groups, and they show up to commit mayhem. Portland, Berkeley, even in our area. But good for them. They got the event through, even at a place like Berkeley, which is notoriously among the most difficult. All right, our side question today, honoring veterans. Give us a military movie and give us the character in that military movie. That's what we're looking for. The one that jumps out so that you can get your name into the hat. That's where we're looking to go. By the way, SEPTA, I'm reading a story in the Inquirer of a guy who is he is an electrician, I believe. And he had a job, 75-year-old electrician from Fishtown. He had a job out in Warminster, and he's relying on SEPTA to get him there. Oh, my God, under the best of circumstances. Apparently, SEPTA is stranding people all over the place. They're saying just patience. I've said it many times. I think SEPTA is more ill-run than the city of Philadelphia, and that's saying something. Who is going to stop them? As the, you may remember the huge debate, still the shutdown going on in Harrisburg, SEPTA at the center of it. No one. It is a dysfunctional under its current form and will continue to be. So this guy's trying to get out there. He gets up at 5 o'clock. He says you can plan whatever you want, have everything ready, get there on time, and there'll still be a wrench thrown into your plans. He arrived at Jefferson Station around 7 a.m. To a surprise, SEPTA had canceled a slew of trains on the line he needed to take to a job in Warminster. Well, this is what's going to happen. You know, my advice to the guy, get a car. How many times do we have to go through this? You're going to rely on these people in public transportation who are at best suspect, even when it comes to the suburban lines at times, let alone what you have to deal with in the city. Why will SEPTA continue? Well, because it's a monopoly of sorts. There's all kinds of constituent groups that want that, and they want to lecture about, well, you know, little things happen at times. This poor guy, just reading this today, even the Inquirer saying, how much of this can you put up with? The only danger with the car, and I asked Henry this, and his number, he was trying to be preposterous on it, was pretty high. Philadelphia unveils, let me see, it began on Monday, a 60-day warning period for red light cameras along Kelly Drive at Eakins Oval in front of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Now, that's one of those places you have to watch. You're not trying to do anything, but sometimes jam-ups can happen there, and then you're caught involved with the red light. How many cameras does Philadelphia now have? And even I was taken aback by this. There are 146 red light cameras at 34 city intersections that the parking authority monitors. They raised over, wait for it, $23 million in 2024 for enhancement of the roadways, they say. Half of them are used for safety improvements in the Philadelphia area. How about safety improvements? How about people driving without licenses, without tags, with all kinds of violations? Nope, we can't do that. That would be racism. But we can collect $23 million. Even Jersey got rid of the red light cameras. They saw the flaws in them. Not in Philadelphia. They keep on adding them. So watch it. 60-day waiting period. Red light cameras. Kelly Drive now at Eakins Oval. And that's one that I take. I prefer to take that coming in than I do take the expressway. So I'm really going to be on guard with that. You know, when I think of Northeast Philadelphia, I think of the Bermuda Triangle. Grant and the Boulevard was the first. I remember when they put it up. Oh, this will be wonderful.
Nope.
It's going to cause all kinds of safety, better safety. Grant and the Boulevard, I believe, was the first. Now there are, what number did I say here? You guessed 250, Henry.
I was a little over.
146 red light cameras still in Philadelphia. $23 million they bring in. And yet, they will not enforce...
$23 million they steal.
Right. They will not enforce basic safety. How many people driving around with paper tags and all other kinds of vehicle code violations, lack of insurance, etc.? Constant, not going to enforce it. We're waiting on the Commonwealth Court decision on that. And they're going to say, hey, Philadelphia, you got to enforce it. But it takes forever. Okay, I'm coming to your calls. Let's see if we can get a winner here coming up. Hit us on the side question this Veterans Day. A character in a military film of any sort that really appeals to you, that jumps out. You heard Henry's note, one list we have, 79 members of Congress, I think you said, have military experience.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a pretty healthy number versus what it usually was. You know, the proportion of people that have actually served. Two of the leading Republican candidates, Vance and DeSantis, do have military experience. On the Democrat side, I don't see it, at least among the leading contenders. But I'm sure Josh Shapiro is working up, a good anger here about Deuteronomy. And he'll tell us that J.D. Vance really didn't serve in the military. We have a menace here in Pennsylvania. He truly is. And if Stacey Garrity can't beat him, she at least has to make this competitive where there's some dents. Because if this guy's ever president, wow. I would tell you this, get websites with the word folks. You're going to hear that a lot. Folks. The more he says folks, the phonier he gets. And no, I don't get it. Does he sound like Obama to you? I don't get it. He's trying to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't hear it.
It's the, Yeah, the inflection the way he's speaking. I don't think it's necessarily the voice, but the inflection the way he speaks.
Yeah, he tries to.
Yeah, he tries to. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's a poor man's imitation then. He does. I mean, he's a phony. I stood right next to him in the spin room as he's running in with a giant flag of Pennsylvania, like the most dorkish Who's running in with a team screaming Pennsylvania?
Like Aaron Rodgers running out of the tunnel when he's towards Achilles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's poised. There's like a starting line, and they're standing there like that, and then they go, and they're running in. Who does that in the spin room? Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Newsom's over there with the pompadour and 400 people around him. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk Dr. Benz for a moment. My good friend, personal dental specialist, my dentist, and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Benz, has exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Benz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small feat. So that means now they have over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. It's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Benz joins Dr. Benz that offers more hours, more opportunities now for patients. The best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental issues like mine. In addition to the exceptional general dentistry, those services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Benz, a true family affair we have here. Three dentists, well, two prostodontists. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps a second opinion, I encourage you to do what I did. Call the Benz Dental Group at 610-272-6949 or visit their website. Benz is B-E-N-T-Z. That's BenzDentalGroup.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Dime time, noon until 3, Monday through Friday. Happy Veterans Day to all veterans. And, from the morning show with Nick and Greg and Dawn, up through Rich, it's certainly top of mind with us today. Side question, hit us with somebody in a military film. A character is what we're looking for. I was going to go to Gary in Newtown. He had bad news there. Maybe Henry knocked him off about a flight.
He's coming back.
All right. Yeah, it does seem to be not shifting into gear. You know, it's bad enough things are shut down, but then when things start to move, that we're seeing the Senate, the House is going to ratify this, and yet the mechanism of getting back in play. I still maintain, though, SEPTA is worse than what we're seeing at the airport. I mean, SEPTA just, nobody's going to stop them. Nobody's going to do anything about it. They're never going to get rid of them. They just grown on. They are the worst organization I can find.
Well, they just kind of grown to accept it, and that's why.
Maybe the Philadelphia public schools. Kids can't read. Give us more money. You know, yeah. If they're a monopoly, they always will be there, and we get lectured. Oh, mass transit. Why do you want a car? Why do you not want a car? Let's go to Gary in Newtown. All right, Gary, you got the bad news about cancellation?
Yeah, a friend of mine and I went to Raleigh on Friday, left at 6 in the morning. Not a big deal. Our flight back on Sunday from Raleigh to Philly was canceled at 4:40. Mm. By 4:42, we were already in the car on our way back to drive home. We got home around 11:30, quarter to 12.
Okay. Yeah, that's doable.
It wasn't that bad. Thank God we already had a rental car. It was doable. But I can't imagine being any further than Raleigh.
Yes. Once you get outside that, driving pretty difficult. Once you get past 7 or 8 hours, yeah, that's really a grind.
Can I share something with you on a personal level about a friend of mine? This is actually the guy we went to go visit in Raleigh, his dad.
Okay.
He passed away. He was in the Army. He passed away 2020, and we did not know until his interment at his funeral in Newtown that he was a Green Beret. I've known him for 40 years, and his son didn't know either.
Wow. Now, the son not knowing, that's amazing. Well, Gary, you know, that's been my experience. People say, wow, you're lucky you have somebody who has been a recipient of the Medal of Honor. And I say, you don't want to pry too much. Getting them on the air, very, very difficult to open up about anything. But not knowing the son, not knowing he was a Green Beret, wow.
Unbelievable. And would you mind if I change my side answer to?
Sure.
I'm going to go right.
Yeah.
I'm playing to the post. Playing right down Broadway.
Okay.
Sergeant Bill Grenier from South Philly.
Wow, Bill Grenier.
Easy Company 503.
That is a great one. Band of Brothers. One of the greatest moments I've ever had, Henry. His nephew, they had a sign up there for him because of his injuries, his status, Band of Brothers and all that, about parking his car or something. And they just came and they were taking it down without any notice of anything. The nephew says, yeah, well, I'm putting you on with Dom Giordano. And the guy says, we'll take his down, too. And I'm ordering the guy on the air like I can do anything about it. Within 24 hours, city council passed a bill that you can't do that.
Oh, good.
With veterans,
all right, good.
Et cetera.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, but I just that the guy calls me, the nephew, live on the live.
I got a guy.
With the guy here, right, and says, you know who you're talking to? And I think it was Dan, and I just say, what the heck? I think I may have said I had some power, and this is going to be big trouble.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the court of public opinion was swayed right then and there.
I said subsection 42B of the penal code or something, you know.
Did you pick that up?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not real, of course.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But Wild Bill Grenier, what a character, what a family. And there is a statue dedicated to him down at the lakes down in South Philly. Given Band of Brothers, nothing more storied, and it was his partner, why am I blanking on his name? His nickname was Babe, along with him, also from the area. So, yeah, these guys, but the son didn't know he was a Green Beret. These guys are that heroic and that stoic about it. Now, I don't know in modern. So, you know, when Mikey Sherrill runs for office, the point I've been making, right? I know it's hard to accept. She has every right to say she was a helicopter pilot. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's her ideology. It's where she's going, and she's making rumblings. And I'll get into this tomorrow. A lot of rumblings around her chief of staff, et cetera, about they're going to do something about what they call segregation in schools. Uh-oh, busing, combining school districts. so-called magnets where you have to drive in a bus for 45 minutes to an hour every day? Is that where Mikey's going to go? And will people learn their lesson? They didn't like Phil Murphy. She's cut from the same cloth. But oh no, Jack Cetarelli was going to raise their taxes. Oh my God. Okay. It is the lightning round coming up. Hit us with your best shot all-time character in a military film. That's what we're looking for. Get your name into the hat. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, one clarification. I might have been off yesterday. I think it was only two tush pushes that the Eagles did last night.
Slam the under. Yeah,
there you go. Very much under. That's regrettable. And it was a tight game. Maybe that's the reason they couldn't do it.
That's more I was expecting, just gross offense.
Yeah.
They're both both teams are out of sorts.
All right, it's 855-839-1210. Lightning round. Hit us with that character, all-time character to you in a military film. The Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, what's yours today?
Real quick, anybody that's on Twitter that happens to see Gavin Newsom realizes he's a clown because he's trying really hard to make himself look like Donald Trump. I don't know whether it's supposed to be sarcasm or a joke, but I mean, every time Trump does something, Gavin Newsom does something in the Trumpian style. And it's not like it's going to sway Trump voters, and it's not like Trump's going to be insulted, because you know how Trump is. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So Newsom's just a clown.
Well, he's getting traction on their side. Well, all they want is somebody that's going to stand up and scream against Trump. It's crazy, but that's what the ticket is, and that's what he's doing.
Well, in the words of George Carlin, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers.
Right.
But my answer is going to be Josie Wales. He was just a regular farmer minding his own business. Soldiers came in, killed his wife and kids. He joined the army to go and track down the men who killed his wife and kids. Then when the war was over, the people that killed his wife and kids were actually put in charge of having him surrender and tried to kill him. They killed all of his friends. And the rest of the movie is the people that killed his family tracking him down, trying to kill him toward the end. And the kicker is that his commanding officer in the war was part of that group that was trying to track him down.
All right, Earl, thank you very much. I happen to see this film was on the other night. It's a really good film. I don't know about great, but it's really good. Alan in Hamilton. Alan, who's yours?
George C. Scott as General Patton.
Reason? Reason?
It tells the entire story of Patton.
All right. Thanks, Al. Remember, in the call, I have to remind people all the time. It's all about selling. It's all about you telling us why that. I mean, I love Scott in that. Beautifully done. So many scenes. Maybe get me another Padre in here. I want you to pray that this cloud cover goes away. Patton did that, apparently, among other things.
Anything to win.
Right, but how do you have a guy not even invading on June 6th, and the Germans are worried about him so much so they keep hundreds of thousands of troops in Calais not going to Normandy? That guy, that's a general. That's an all-star. Let's go to Chef Dave in Oakland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chef, what do you have today?
Hey, I have a Stanley Kubrick anti-war movie called The Paths of Glory, and the main bad character in the movie is Chef Moreau, who tells Kurt Russell, the star, to attack the anthill, and when they can't attack the anthill, because it's a suicide mission, all basically attacked in World War I were suicide missions, you know, he wants to execute his own men, you know, because his arrogance blinds him to reality. And he always justifies atrocity to discipline. And the famous quote in the movie, if those little sweethearts won't face German bullets, then they'll face French bullets.
All right. Thank you, Chef Dave. Yeah, World War One. My goodness. And the French not learning from that, the Maginot Line for World War Two. Oh, let's put that up. The Germans will never get through that. Oh, God. Trump today in the speech at Arlington got off on that, saying, nah, you know what? The French didn't win World War II. Oh, man. Here we go. True. Absolutely. And I know the resentment of that. They did not. They were a captive nation at that point. Patricia, this is an interesting outside-the-box one in Bryn Mawr. Hey, Patricia, who's yours?
Well, I'm going to go with the movie From Here to Eternity, the character Maggio, which Sinatra won the Academy Award for. That scene in the bar where he's arguing, he's telling his sergeant he doesn't like his piano playing. And I think you all know what happens from that point.
Absolutely. Thank you, Patricia. Yeah, well, that's the stuff of Godfather 1, Godfather, the whole thing with getting that role again. He won't give me the role. I would be perfect for that. Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Bill, what's yours today?
Hi there, Dom. Mine is the movie version of the 4077th Mobile Army Surgical Hospital, MASH, and featuring Captain Benjamin Hawkeye.
Pierce,
right. And he's known for having a actual miniature still in his tent.
That's true. All right. Thank you, Bill. I'm going to get to Drew. He's got in it. We should have taken this one off. Drew in Mount Laurel. All right, Drew, who's yours?
Mine is Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump knows exactly what his purpose is in the Army, to do whatever it is you tell me to do, sir. And then when it comes down to it, he risks his life to save all his buddies in that firefight.
Yeah.
So, and I'm putting him down.
Yeah, and Gary Sinise says Lieutenant Dan. I mean, that's major, major characters. All right, John, we'll start with you here. Just tell us, you fielded all these calls today on Veterans Day. Who did you like and why?
I liked some. This person didn't get on. I liked Harry Bailey
right.
From It's a Wonderful Life. That was my favorite one. And then I liked Lieutenant Dan too.
Okay. Yeah. Harry Bailey certainly was the big character toward the end. Absolutely. And saved by George Bailey. Henry?
There was a few answers today that I liked a lot. I thought they understood the assignment. Joe in South Philly with the three men from the best years of our lives. That was a great answer to kick it off. David O'Quinn, never heard of the story of Shep Morrow, but now I do. I like Patricia and Bryn Mawr's answer of, was it Maggio and
Here Frank Sinatra. Yep.
And then Drew Mount Laurel there at the end with Forrest Gump. I thought they hit the nexus of the side question. They said the movie, they said the character, and they said why.
And I think Joe of South Philly, though, the call was overwhelmingly appropriate for Veterans Day. So let's go with Joe in South Philly, who called our attention to several things about Veterans Day today. Of course, and it's one of the days that talk radio shines. The bond around this continues and started off with the morning show this morning and a great sponsor and the show all day long, including veterans, along with the news of the day. All right, Rich Cioli's next for four big hours. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And our eye still tomorrow is on Chester County. Can you imagine now, it's Veterans Day today. We can't do anything in Chester County. That's right. Tomorrow will be day 8 since Chester County screwed up with that debacle. And I think we're going to have on the head of the GOP and their solicitor. We already have one lawsuit with Wally Zimalong. What's wrong with the people in Chester County? How about Houlihan? Is the congresswoman saying anything? 75,000 people could have been disenfranchised. Republicans are the ones who want transparency. We want a voting system that works. Democrats, not so much. If it gets screwed up, they haven't even agreed yet on who should do the dirty work here of being the investigators. They're waiting for what? Thanksgiving. And then off into Christmas and we forget about it. We are not forgetting about that even a little bit. Same place that had a prisoner just walk up a wall and escape. All right, Rich Cioli next. Thanks to the producers today. Dom Giordano, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.